Buscando uno de tus besos, supe por qué.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And as we've mentioned before, we get a ton of CDs every week, and sometimes it's hard to keep up. We have special shows. We've done a lot of different things. We've been gone. So this is our chance to catch up. A few weeks ago, we did Jasmine's Picks with a collection of great music that she brought in. Today, it's my turn. I got a bunch of really cool stuff. And we're starting with this track from Alex Cuba. It's called Sin Un Porqué from his new album.
Me desnudas todo el cuerpo mirándome. Se despiertan los silencios deseándote. Tu piel es el sol que me quema. Tu boca la fuente que llena. Mis ansias de risa y de pena. Sin un porqué. ¿Será que el mundo gira sobre la más divina, conmovedora historia, sin ser verdad?
Alex Cuba, he is one of the first, I think the very first artist we played on Alt Latino when we arrived at NPR Music.
Huh, was it really?
Yeah, it was. I actually remember being very nervous because it was my first assignment on NPR Music. And we haven't really covered him since, so tell me a little bit about his new album.
Well, you know, since then, in 2010, he won the Best New Artist in the Latin Grammys based on that first record that we played. And he's been touring a lot, and he's been catching up on the success of that Grammy and that really great record. And just last month, he released an album called Ruido en el Sistema, or Static in the System. I like this song because it has elements of Afro-Cuban Santeria music in it. You can hear the bata drums in the background, and the trombones give it a certain feel, like almost an Eddie Palmieri feel from the 60s. And it's this great pop song. And the rest of the album is not heavily Cuban, but there are elements. But this, I picked this song because I heard all this great percussion. And to me, it really capitalizes his musical vision.
I did not love this album, but I can see how this is a relaxing song. I wasn't feeling the album. It felt too smooth jazzy to me.
Really?
Yeah, I just felt a little too, it felt kind of blandish to me. Yeah.
I heard a lot of interesting production elements, and I liked the songwriting. Well, you and I have different levels of smooth jazzness.
I'd say smooth jazz tolerance.
just an interpretation of what that means. But in this case, I think it really works in this song.
Great. What do you have next?
Now it's time for Mexican Mambo. Yeah.
I can get down with this.
This is called Mario También Come from Sergio Mendoza y la Orquesta.
Mario También Come. Mario also eats. Ooh!
Tengo novias al montón. A mí me gusta mucho el vacilón. Pelo blanco, pelo negro. De los 30 tantos son.
Yeah. The album is called Mambo Mexicano, and the idea came from Sergio Mendoza, who is a Tucson-based musician, when he participated in a thing called the Great Cover-Up in Austin. And these were bands who were doing covers of different musicians. And he chose Perez Prado. He's an old-time mambo musician with an interesting story. So we're going to hear this music a little bit, and then you hear an original song from Perez Prado, and you'll see where it gets the idea. Mario también come. For me, the idea of, there are different levels of mambo, and in this case, Perez Prado, he's from Cuba. He made the decision to go to Mexico in the 50s and not to the United States, or didn't stay in Cuba. So his mambo became what some consider a little more commercialized. Some people back in the 50s would have said this was the smooth jazz version of mambo that was being played in New York by Tito Puente and Tito Rodriguez and Machito. This is the first mambo I heard. I played in a band in high school. We played this one, Que Rico Mambo. We played Mambo Número 5, Mambo Número 8. I mean, all these different things that he did. Mambo can be slow and sensuous in a way, but this is supercharged mambo that had a different effect on the dancers. And now we're going to go back to Sergio Mendoza y la orquesta.
Frantic is the right word. When I hear mambo, I just... It has a very cinematic quality to me. Mambo to me sounds frantic, and there's almost like an underlying darkness. Like something,
really?
I just imagine like a great escape, like a heist and an escape. Or just, you know, like digging a tunnel when running away from a bank robbery. I just think of like frantic escape. Which is why I think Dominican artist Rita Indiana, when she did that merengue infused, because merengue has that same like frantic, crazy rhythm. You know, merengue comes from, it's a metaphor for the dance style being similar to when you beat eggs into a merengue, a fluff,
right.
You know, just fast beat. And it's just genius that she used that music to describe el juidero, the diaspora of the Caribbean people, because it's that frantic, we're barely going to make it, run type of music.
So Sergio Mendoza picked up on that very quick, very fast rhythm. The whole album is called Mambo Mexicano, and they aren't Perez Prado covers. They're reimagining of that style from Perez Prado, and a very nice collection of songs that he just did an excellent job of capturing that spirit of Mambo Mexicano, which is very different. You know, this is a stripped-down conga part with a nice piano guajeo going in the background. Then all of a sudden, it switches to a Santeria-inspired beat with a rhythmic changeup that I wouldn't think is even possible, but works so well. This is an album called Mala in Cuba. And it's been out for a while, but it's a track that I've been wanting to get to, and I just haven't had a chance. But I've been really knocked out. I think you know how much I've really been impressed by this song and this album in particular. Mala is a DJ based in London. He's responsible for starting this dance style called dubstep. But what he did was that he went to Cuba with our friend Giles Peterson. Giles Peterson was doing one of his Havana Cultura albums in one studio, and he set up a small studio in another part of the building, and he would have these musicians come in and just play, or play a song or play rhythms, and then he took them back to London and created this amazing pastiche of sound and rhythm. And in this case, in this song, it starts out with a danzón conga part, danzón rhythm, and the piano part comes in on like a mambo, like we just talked about. But underneath it, there's Santeria rhythms.
Yeah, and I love these sounds that are like puncturing through.
On different beats. And they emphasize the three different levels of the music. This whole album is just an amazing collection of great ideas and wonderful use of rhythm.
So is everything you brought today from Cuba?
No. The next one's from Los Angeles. These are our friends Ozomatli. It's been so long since I collected these songs to play that I forgot that this also has Cuban influence.
Wow, you're in a Cuban mood today.
I guess. This is Ozomatli from an album they released called Ozo Kids, and it's a children's album. When we had them as guest DJs, they talked about all the various musical influences that they have. And what they did was they created this album of children's music using Cuban music, using rock, using funk, using other types of world music, and it's a really great record in that the songs don't talk down to kids.
Right.
They talk to them.
I was very pleasantly surprised. I generally really dislike children's music. I don't know, maybe because I was brought up listening to Silvia Rodriguez as a child. Like, I didn't have that kind of like songs that talk down to you experience. Actually, this weekend I was in New York, and I was on the subway on Sunday, and there was this guy who was clearly hungover, just like he couldn't deal with himself, and he's sitting down, and next to him sits this mother and a 5-year-old, and she starts very loudly playing children's songs.
Oh my God.
And the guy literally kind of like crawls to the other side of the subway. I mean, it was really funny. Everyone started laughing. He just kind of crawled away. And we laughed because I was just like, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about most children's songs.
Now I have some music from Spain by way of Jamaica, with an interesting backstory. This is a song called Buena Suerte, and it's by a group called Las Cuatro Monedas.
All my reactions today are, you know, I have to confess that when we were going to do a Felix's Picks show, I was a little worried that it was going to be, you know, Smooth Jazz 101.5.
Oh my God. That's what you think?
But I guess I've been the whole show. I've been like, ooh, ah, eh, all the vowels. Oh.
This is from another great Vumpy Soul compilation.
Your favorite label.
My favorite label from Spain. They release these compilations, and a lot of them have historical significance to them. This is an album called Scottish Sounds, Jamaican-influenced music from Spain. And the interesting backstory is that the Franco regime didn't allow this music to be played. They frowned upon music from outside as well. But during the early 60s, ska and then reggae was really starting to pick up. And people heard the music because it would come in from England, because of the relationship between Jamaica and England. And so there was a handful of musicians who were making kind of watered down ska and reggae. And this album captures a lot of those things. Now we're going to play the original version. The original version of this song is called 007 or 007 Shantytown, by a very iconic Jamaican singer named Desmond Dekker.
Dem a loot, dem a shoot, dem a wheel.
A shanty-town.
Dem a loot, dem a shoot, dem a wheel.
A shanty-town.
Root by the pamphabation.
A shanty-town.
Root by a bum of the town.
A shanty-town.
As you can hear, the Spanish version is just an exact duplication of the original.
There's also the politics of why not just play this original song, you know? Why does, like, a Spanish person have to cover it, you know? I wonder if that had to also do with the Franco regime.
Absolutely. The great thing about these Vumpy Soul collections is that the liner notes are extensive.
Great.
They're written by musical experts, and the history there is certainly, it's enlightening.
I mean, the original is a gem.
The original was released in 1967.
And the cover was released
in 1969.
I mean, yeah, it's an interesting, there's a discussion there to be had about having to remake a perfectly good, beautiful tune, you know, have it remade by Europeans so that Europeans can consume it. That was Franco.
It's.
I mean, it's not unlike the rise of certain artists who were doing, you know, soul and R&B and rock and roll here in the U.S. You know, it had to be appropriated by white musicians in order to be consumed.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
But props to Vampy Soul for discussing that.
It's an insight into a different time, but also the songs, it just shows that a great song stands the test of time, no matter what.
What is loro on loro, or parrot on parrot?
It's this. This is a group called Sexy Fi.
Sexy Fi?
Sexy Fi, Sexy Fi.
It's Sexy Fo, Sexy Fom.
Sexy Fi.
Okay.
And they're from Brazil, so not sure how they pronounce it. It's a great partnership between vocalist Camila Zamith and a producer-guitarist who goes simply by the name of Praxis. She was based in London. He's based in Rio. They put together a band that was initially called Nancy. They got together in the same place, same time, and made another album. And this is the new album. And they changed the band name to Sexy Fi, or Sexy Fi, however you want to pronounce it. The whole album, I really am knocked out by the record. Because there are all these different musical layers. There's rock, there's soul, there's funk, lots of horns, lots of Brazilian percussion played on things like guitars and synthesizers. And it's a great, great record.
Thank you so much. I actually really enjoyed your music pick.
I'm disappointed that you thought it would be lame.
No, I didn't. I just know how chill and laid back you are. And I was like, okay, let's caffeinate. Because your music is very relaxing.
You know,
I showed up with a huge bottle of Coca-Cola because I knew that it was going to be very relaxing. So I needed to stay awake.
Well, I think the Mambo's woke you up a while back at the start of the show.
This was great music.
Thank you. And I think the thanks goes to the musicians out there, because there's more great music. There's so much great music out there under this thing we call Latin alternative. I say it to anybody who will listen. I'm having more fun listening to music these days than I did when I was first discovering music as a teenager. It's just phenomenal.
That's excellent.
We want to remind you, you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, you guys should definitely tune in to our 24/7 radio stream, in which you can hear every single song we have ever played on this show.
Our thanks to producer Jessica Goldstein. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I am a very relaxed Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.